So'nggi yillarda Pokiston va Afg'onistonda ayollarning jamiyat hayoti va siyosatdagi faolligi ancha oshdi. Ammo tahlilchilar fikricha erishilgan yutuqlar tahdid ostida. Afg'onistonda Taliban ayrim hududlarni yana o'z nazorati ostiga olmoqda.
In some cases, the protection issues becomes an excuse.
Afg'oniston tadqiqot va baholash bo'limi deb nomlangan mustaqil institut rahbari Nodir Nodiriy deydiki, qonun ustuvor emas ekan, ayollarga nisbatan zo'ravonliklarni sodir etganlar ko'p hollarda jazolanmaydi.
For the male members who intentionally prevents women to be part of the society, be part of the economy, be part of the politics.
Demak, asosiy vazifa xotin-qizlarni himoya qilish. Ammo bu masalada ham muammolar talay deydi Kobulda asoslangan bu muassasa boshlig'i.
And they bring this issue of I'm pushing you at the home because I want you to be protected. This is what the Taliban were trying to do.
Ayrim hollarda himoya deb erkaklar ayollarga jamiyat hayotida, iqtisod va siyosatda ishtirok etishni man qilmoqda. Men seni asrab avaylaganim uchun uyga qamayapman qabiladagi gaplar aytiladi ayollarga. Toliblar ko'p yillardan beri aynan shunday qilib kelgan dedi mutaxassis. Pokistonda ham Taliban nazoratidagi mintaqalarda qizlar nishonga olinmoqda. Ayollar esa uyda o'tirishga majbur deydi jamiyatshunos olim Nazish Ibrohiy.
Women counselors, which were women who were politically engaged, who were elected into office.
Siyosatda faol, turli mansablarga saylangan ayollarga nisbatan tahdidlar qilindi. Toliblar ulardan faoliyatini mutlaqo to'xtatishni talab qilib, aks holda jazolanishini aytib qo'rqitdi. Ikki ayol otib o'ldirildi. Oqibatda boshqa ayollar yo iste'fo berdi, yo ko'chaga chiqmay qo'ydi, dedi olim. Pokiston janubi va janubi g'arbidagi etnik zo'ravonliklar ayollarni uyga qamalib o'tirishga majbur qilmoqda.
The central concept really seems to be impunity that